being the currently the chapter on the obligation and the virtue of Hajj. Sometimes you'll find that under the ahadith of Hajj, Umrah is also mentioned. So Umrah is like a small Hajj, and Hajj itself is a big Hajj. So when we hear these ahadith, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, even if we don't have that financial ability or we don't have that physical ability, Allah Ta'ala reward us from amongst those that are blessed to go to His Mubarak house. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one umrah to the next umrah is expiation for whatever is committed between them. One umrah to the next umrah is expiation, is forgiveness of sins for whatever is committed between them. And there is no reward for Hajj Mabrur except Jannah. Person that has performed Hajj Mabrur, there is no reward for him except Jannah. Yesterday we explained that what is this concept of Hajj Mabrur. The word Mabrur is derived from the word Bir, which means obedience. Therefore a mabrur refers to the hajj wherein a person does not commit any act of disobedience, even if it be minor. Some ulama of the view that it is a hajj which is, there is no show or no ostentation. In other words, a person is doing it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays you find with social media, person going for hajj, every step of the way is putting its status message. As leaving the airport, there's one picture, person showing status message, here I am, and this is where we are, and this is where we are staying. So what happens now? It becomes, the whole hajj becomes a hajj of show and ostentation. First thing is being wrong, is taking photographs. Next thing is doing is showing off. Whereas hajj, a person is supposed to drop himself completely. Person is wearing two garments, he's going like a complete slave, like a complete servant in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing there to show anybody, here I'm at this airport, and we're at this place, and we're at that place, and this is what we had for lunch and supper. All that, nothing. It's only there to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that is what you call a hajj mabrur. Unfortunately, with this type of social media, a person is so tempted, and all the hajjis also stand together, and they send photographs, and they share with each other, and it becomes a big show, big say. So therefore, the real spirit of hajj is where a person drops himself. I'm a slave in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I'm putting on that ihram, I'm reminding myself that one day I got to put on a kafan that is very similar to this ihram. It's white, it's covered, and like how I have to leave my family. There was a certain point that they brought me to. They brought me perhaps to the airport, and then all those beloved ones of mine, I had to leave them. Or they may have came home to visit me, and I had to leave all of them from that point. So they will come when all these beloveds also will leave me at a certain point. And then I'll be going on a journey, like how I'm going on a journey for Hajj. I'll be going on a very big journey. That is the journey to Akhirat. The difference is, Hajj, there's hope that the person will come back. But when a person is going into Akhirat, he's going with that kafan, like that ihram, there's no hope that he's going to come back into this world. So this journey of Hajj is actually reminding him of that bigger journey, that journey where he has to go to Akhirat. So mentally, psychologically, he's preparing for that. There's no such thing as entertainment and show and enjoyment in Hajj. This is a way a person has to be serious, a person has to be devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, he'll have a few light moments, but that doesn't become the objective. Other thing that happens as far as entertainment is concerned very often in Hajj is that because everyone is free now, so to speak, especially the days before Hajj, everyone is free. Normally a person has to go to work, come back from work, he got commitments, but now he's free. So what happens is people all get together, sometimes in the foyer of the hotel, sometimes in a lobby, sometimes outside on the road, and everyone is sitting and chatting and talking. And now in that Mubarak place, we don't realize that so much of ghibat is taking place. Because when people are all sitting and talking, what are they going to talk? One person will give his story, one person will give that story. You heard what happened here, what happened there. Now instead of a person benefiting from that Hajj, what we're talking about, Hajj and Mabrur, where no disobedience takes place, so much of disobedience of Allah Ta'ala is taking place. And sometimes it happens, and many times it happens also, that because there are young girls there and the young boys there and they're staying together for so long, then Allah Ta'ala forgive, Allah Ta'ala protect us, that now even a haram relationship gets struck up in that Mubarak journey of Hajj. So therefore we have to be very, very careful. The Hajj, the Hadith is speaking about Hajj and Mabrur. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one Umrah to the next Umrah is forgiveness for whatever is committed between them, and there is no reward for a Hajj and Mabrur except Jannah. So it's not just a Hajj like that, a person going and performing it without any gunas. Another common mistake that people make is they have new shopping centers and new malls that have come up there, sometimes things that we don't even see in our own country. So a person, after he performs his Umrah, now he's got few days, or between the days of Hajj, etc., or the time between he lands there and the days of Hajj, now there's so many malls, so people think, let this be our pastime, we must complete every mall in Makkah Sharif, we must go and view. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that abghadul biladi ilallahi aswaquha, the most detested places in the sight of Allah Ta'ala are the malls. So now a person is going for Hajj or Umrah, but he's spending time in the most detested means the most disliked place in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we have to be careful, we have to actually restrain ourselves. Those people that are going for Hajj and going for Umrah, they have to actually restrain themselves from going to the malls. There's so much of fitna, there's so much of fasad, there's so much of azadi, free-mindedness that is taking place, and the things that are being sold there are so flavored with the Western culture that a person, is hard for a person to even remind himself or think that I'm in Makkatul Mukarramah. He's seeing all the European shops and all the different coffee shops now that have opened up. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Sometimes a person comes out of the haram, there's so many coffee shops, he may think he's walking in Paris or he's walking in New York, and people are all just dining on the streets, in the coffee shops and have pizza shops and what have you. The spirit of Umrah has gone. So be careful. One is a person going there, but the person has to go there correctly, with a correct intention, making niyat that that's not my place. I'm not going there for shopping. I'm not going there for entertainment. I'm not going there for the coffee shops and for the pizza shops. And I'm not going there to sit in the foyer in the lobbies and to chat. I'm going for a purpose. Therefore you find the pious people when they go, especially for Umrah, etc., they go for a very short while and they come back. They don't spend too much of time there. Allah Ta'ala forgive us if it is bay'adbi of that place, there's disrespect of the place, then that is a very, very serious sin. That's a very serious problem. Like how ulama explained, like how good deeds are multiplied in Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. Like how those good deeds are multiplied. For example, Makkatul Mukarramah multiplied 100,000 times. So similarly, person is doing sin in those places, that sin is also multiplied. So a person has to be on real, real guard. So this freedom that people have nowadays of just going for Umrah and spending the time how they want and come back, and nothing gets done except a person just increasing his guna and increasing his sin. Therefore that mindset and the spirit of Umrah must be maintained. The mindset and the spirit of Hajj must be maintained. Then a person will get the full reward. So therefore this hadith, we put it into perspective, then you'll find that person will get the reward if it's done in the correct way. And we got to be very careful. So therefore, ulama are not encouraging people to go too much now for Umrah, and go too much for Nafil Hajj, etc. Especially if a person can't keep these factors into consideration, he can't control himself with the amount of guna and sin and vice that is taking place. Another common mistake that people make is they're going for Umrah, for example, or Hajj, and this might even be a Nafil Hajj, and now the time for Salah has come in. But there's no concern for Salah. People are all sitting at the airport, they're by the departure gates. Our flight is just now, the time for Salah is in. Hardly anybody you'll see reading Salah. Just a few people will put some cloth down and they'll perform Salah. It's in the aeroplane, people are entertaining themselves with the screens, with the television, with the movies that are there. So much of guna is taking place on a journey that's supposed to be a journey that spiritually elevates a person. So now a person is getting caught up with those screens. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahab, when we go on the plane, then actually they put a covering over the screen, so that screen also is not even visible. You don't even see any advertisements, you don't see any type of haram that is taking place. Person is completely clear from any type of guna that is taking place, even on the plane. And then people are entertaining themselves. Sometimes the food that is being served, we don't know where that food is coming from on those flights. So much of guna is taking place on a trip that we're supposed to be elevating ourselves. We have to be very, very mindful. Otherwise, this trip can actually take us backwards. A person is thinking that I'm going for Umrah, I'm going for Hajj, I'm advancing, I'm progressing, but spiritually it's taking him far backwards. If that food he's eating is not halal on that plane, the person is entertaining himself with that screens and all the haram that is taking place, There's television that is freely available in the hotel rooms, in the foyers. He's entertaining himself with the talks, he's entertaining himself with that shopping. Now he's going, and he's going to all the different shops and malls and wasting and killing his time. He's actually going backwards. He's not going forward spiritually. So therefore, we have to be extremely careful. Person is going, he must go with the correct intention, correct niyat, correct focus. That focus mustn't be lost. Another thing also that happens when a person is there, now as I mentioned, he's got free time. So one is he is talking, the other is, let's see who else we can bring into our clique, into our club. We'll invite this person, invite that person. So not only we end up doing wrong, we're also inviting others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Something that is meant to spiritually elevate us, only if it's done correctly. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the second part of hadith that a hajj mabroor, that hajj wherein no disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place, there is no reward for that except Jannah. But that condition must be there, that there is no sin that is taking place. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One more thing that's coming to mind is often people are going for Umrah, people are going for Nafil Hajj, etc. But they're owing other people money. Now, what comes first in Islam? You're owing somebody, that's a debt. You'd rather be settling that debt than having a debt and going for Umrah and going for Hajj, whereas you're owing people money. And sometimes people got parents, they got elderly people that they need to be taking off care of. They're leaving those people and they are going for Umrah and they're going for Hajj, thinking that they are progressing, whereas that parent, that father, that mother needs that assistance, needs that help, needs that psychological comfort, that is also lost. So all these things have to be kept in mind. When all these things are kept in mind, and then a person goes, then there'll be some benefit in that journey. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.